Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, the rolling blackouts, Venezuela-style rolling blackouts in California, deliberate blackouts. I guess you could say the ones in Venezuela are deliberate too, but they're caused by fiscal policy.
Yeah.
They've claimed their first victim.
No.
Yes. This is when liberal policies kill. I'll give you some background here. Okay, the Echo Warrior State of California decided not to do, in fact, outlawed the removing of dead trees and brush from the forest. Right.
Yep, right.
Because we don't want to mess with nature, right?
No. Mm.
Settled science and all. Well, here's the thing: nature messes with nature, and nature gets rid of the dead brush and trees in the forest.
Yeah.
Using fires.
Right.
So you can either, you know, do it for nature or just have big fires. So California's like, yay, fire. It's like totally natural, right? So they created a forest fire hazard that now requires them to shut down the electric grid. Because when the winds blow, there's a small fire normally. I mean, this happens in states all over the country. Winds blow, fires start. But it's not catastrophic like it is in California, because they aren't allowed to remove the underbrush. They want to keep it natural, right? So what has happened there is the utility, PG&E, will cut off power. They have, last week they cut off power to 2 million people because they said, listen, our lines are going to get hit. And because of the, you know, failure to remove the underbrush, it's outlawed now. So we got to shut them off because it will be much more catastrophic fires, right? Yeah. A Northern California man dependent on oxygen died Wednesday, shortly after the power cuts by Pacific Gas and Electric Company affected his home, fire officials said Friday. This is the local Fox News affiliate reporting. Robert Martis, 67. Well, he only lasted 12 minutes after PG&E cut power to his home and the surrounding area.
I wonder if he'll be allowed to sue.
I don't know. He was found wearing He was found wearing a nasal cannula, I guess you call it, used to deliver oxygen to the nose, and was hooked up to a PPAP machine for that purpose. Martis' family told Fox 40 he couldn't reach his battery-powered tank on time once they cut the power. California's largest utility instituted blackouts for its customers beginning Wednesday to prevent high winds from toppling power lines. They specifically stated that the problem was that the brush wasn't cut. So, you know, power lines run along the road, brush is not cut, power line goes down, catastrophic fire. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that they're willing to sacrifice the life of that that citizen.
He was old anyway.
And done for the the result of saving the environment and a few endangered species, I guess.
Can you imagine if something Trump had ordered had caused this?
Oh, you don't have to imagine. We already know about any time where there is a death involved in anything with regard to immigration, whether the president's policy or the actions of ICE or any other government agency have had anything to do with it at all, he's going to get blamed for it. Do you think Gavin Newsom's going to get blamed for this? No.
No.
California legislature going to get blamed for it? No.
Well, no, and it's not a big deal because 85 people have already died. Let me read that paragraph from Fox 40. This is the local California affiliate. California's largest utility company instituted blackouts for its customers beginning Wednesday to prevent high winds from toppling power lines, which could cause deadly wildfires, such as last year's Camp Fire, which left 85 people dead and was attributed to the, basically the lack of cutting of the underbrush.
A preemptive discontinuance of service.
Yes, and 85 deaths, which really, I mean, you know, that's, I mean, it's not like that's like triple digits or anything, right? Gavin Newsom, the governor, by the way, who has continued to defend the underbrush policy, was critical of the service provider's actions, calling the death devastating beyond words. You can't make this up.
Dude, you can't. You people are responsible for this.
I know. He says PG&E should just fortify and update their equipment, their power lines, to accommodate
now
the brush policy.
That I do agree with that point.
It would cost billions of dollars.
That's a cost of doing business. And if that's the cost of, and see, to me, that's what you should have to do. If you're in California and you've got these environmentalists that are in control of your legislature and they require this to be done, then that's what the power company ought to do. They should say, sorry, folks, we're going to have to go up on your rates because the California legislature and environmentalists have said this has got to happen. So here's what it's going to cost to do this. Here's your rate. That's exactly what because you know what? That's the marketplace at work, Tara. That's the way it's supposed to work. Not through government regulation, but by the marketplace determining what the cost of the service is. And if you overregulate, if you overreach in your attempt to try to save the environment, that's what's going to happen to costs. They're going to go up. And when the consumer says, heck no, we're not doing this, guess what? That policy gets changed. The marketplace at work. It works every time it's tried.
Yeah, but you know what? When you start going, well, one government policy caused this in the market. I mean, the government policy caused this. That's the bottom thing.
Right.
Texter writes, so basically they suffocated the man to death. That's a horrible way to die. Yeah, I know, but it's the California way.
Yeah, apparently.
The lack of concern for human life is unbelievable on the left. They really have no concern for human life unless it's an illegal immigrant at the border who came sick anyway, and we didn't get him the flu treatment fast enough. That is a life they care about. 85 people killed by their underbrush policy? No big deal. The important thing, Lee, is that the squirrels and the tortoises and the raccoons are fine.
And the snail darters.
Them. What are those? Are they snails or darters?
I think it's a fish. I don't know. I'm not even sure.
Well, it's that. You know, that's what's important.
You know, it's not indigenous to South Carolina, so I'm not that familiar with it. But
don't you love though? Like, okay, that's the 86th death so far attributed directly to the underbrush policy that has caused these fires, right? But we got to do this for nature, right? Because there's plenty of humans, but not so many snail dart things,
yeah.
Right? Okay, but you know the hypocrisy of this. These are the same people who want to put up the wind farms and the solar farms that are just devastating for birds, yeah. Including rare birds.
Yeah.
They just fry them and they drop right from the skies. Like they're already pre-cooked, you know?
Well,
like that Thanksgiving turkey.
It's the windmills that are hitting. They're running into the blades of the windmills. That's what's killing the birds.
And the solar panels fry them when they put the solar panels up in large numbers. So like the big industrial kind. Anyway, yeah, but they don't care about that.
No.
See, they're not even consistent on caring about wildlife. I mean, they can't even care. They can't even decide what they care about, what they don't. Texter writes, what happened to all the solar panels in California? I thought they could rely on just those. Guess not.
Yeah. Science is getting in the way of the truth.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it's called involuntary euthanasia. So says Jim in Easley. Yeah, well, it's nuts. Texter writes, so Governor Mick Disaster is using public tax dollars to advertise for workers for State Senate Leader Hugh Leatherman's Family Asphalt Company. Well, send me a link on that one. I'm not surprised. I haven't read that one yet.
I thought Leatherman had concrete, not asphalt. But maybe he may have branched out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't either. Whatever it is, we're glad that Hugh is doing well.
Well, they're referring to the business report at the top of the hour there.
Oh, okay.
Where the asphalt folks, the folks in the paving business, are trying to get workers to upgrade the roads in South Carolina, which by law we're supposed to get up to a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem is they don't have enough workers.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. The economy's on fire. But, Lee, don't worry. I know. The Democrats are doing everything they can to stop it.
Yeah.
The economy being on fire.
Exactly.
I mean, not California on fire. They're fine with that. Yeah. Okay. The snail darter is a fish, but it doesn't live in California. Okay, well,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Squirrels, raccoons, and whatnot.
Yeah.
Texter writes, my coworker was there in California last week and witnessed the outage firsthand, said PG&E was sued last year, and that's why they implemented the policy.
Yeah, they're being sued for those fires because the power lines got knocked over, sparked the fires, and that's one of the
Yeah. As usual, government puts private sector in an impossible position and then blames said private sector while people die.
Exactly. Nailed it.
It's awesome. And if you want to experience that, you can. Just move to California.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The radical left tolerates no dissent. It permits no opposition. It accepts no compromise. And look, we have all seen it. We see what's going on. There is no compromise. Frankly, these people are crazy.
They are. That was Trump this weekend in Washington at the Value Voters Summit. And here's an example of exactly what he's talking about. Have you seen this? Apparently the far left has finally run out of actual racists to complain about. So they're going after the colonizer, the horrific colonizer who normalizes violence and racism, that cartoon character, SpongeBob SquarePants. Yet they are demanding he be canceled right away. No more. Now you're thinking, wait a minute. Come on, this is not an example of the serious stuff Trump's talking about. Yes, it is. Did they expect every demand of theirs to be complied with immediately? And SpongeBob must go. University of Washington anthropology professor Holly M. Baker wrote an entire paper about how the cartoon character is problematic. It normalizes violence, racism. The paper titled Unsettling SpongeBob and the Legacies of Violence on Bikini Bottom. Somebody's put this up on Twitter. It's a spins magic everything is racist wheel. What will it land on? Apparently, and then he writes, yep, SpongeBob. It's a picture of, you know, like one of those wheels that you play with in Vegas. Okay. Quote, the character's Hawaiian shirts and pineapple-shaped homes, cultural appropriation. I kid you not, this is real. Cultural appropriation, she writes. The show's female lead, Sandy Squirrel, a token female in a world of men. See, there you go. Even the show's jangly theme song, which promises children a world of nautical nonsense, ridicules the indigenous homeland of Bikini Bottom as a place of nonsense. Barker continues without a hint of irony. Barker claims that SpongeBob SquarePants may cause children to become culturally... What the heck kind of sentence is this? From a professor, become culturally acculturated. Become culturally acculturated to an ideology that includes the U.S. character SpongeBob residing in another people's homeland. No, wait, I thought that's what the left wanted. Everybody else moves to our homeland. And they just take up space there. We pay the bills. I thought that was the plan. The whole world moves here and we pay the bill. You cannot make these people happy. The paper was published in the Contemporary Pacific, a journal of island affairs. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what they want. They want to be able on any random day to just take a cartoon character, video game, and just pick it and eliminate it. Boom. That's power. That is pure, unadulterated power. By the way, the second Hollywood type has come out and demanded an end to cancel culture, you know, where we just eliminate from the public square anything that offends us or offends the left, actually. Sarah Silverman coming out and saying enough, we're done. We're done. Nope. We just can't ban people from public life because we're liberal and we disagree with that. We can't do that. This is not going to end well. She said we ought to leave them there and debate them. Maybe we can change them. Yeah, of course we should. We used to have a debate. Anyway, Sarah Silverman's one of the most obnoxious and outspoken liberals on the planet. So, I mean, if she's like cancel culture, no good. I mean, that ought to scare you. And you know why this is happening? Think about the timing of this. She just watched Ellen. She just watched an attempt to cancel Ellen. Not for speaking out or saying something politically that Hollywood disagree with. Merely being seen with George W. Bush is enough to cancel somebody. They so hounded Reese Witherspoon's tweet of support for Ellen that she pulled it down. Again, folks, this isn't even over some offensive statement. This isn't over something politically incorrect or hurtful. All Ellen did was sit next to Bush. She didn't endorse his policy. She said she disagreed with him. She said, look, I'm just friends with people I disagree with. Oh, that's not allowed. We will cancel you and that horse you rode in on. That's what Trump's talking about. They're crazy. Texter writes, SpongeBob is a U.S. citizen. Who knew? Another texter writes, pretty sure it's a cartoon. Yeah, it is. Another texter writes, SpongeBob has nothing on vintage Bugs Bunny. Texter writes, I just finished watching SpongeBob before taking my son to school. No worries. He was just elected mayor of neighboring town to Bikini Bottom, so he'll be fine. Another texter writes, somebody just needed a doctorate thesis. Another texter writes, pineapples under the sea for everyone. It's not fair unless we all do. I guess. Texter writes, no way I would ever want to move to California. I spent 5 months out there working all over California 5 years ago. Way too expensive, and most people are just mean. I'd be grouchy if I lived there, too. And very angry, and traffic is horrible. No thanks. Well, see, that's how I feel. Texter writes, Tara, for fun, Word could build another prize wheel mocking the left to decide what's racist next. We could spin it for fun and then laugh and laugh and laugh. You know what? Now, Promotions has one of those downstairs. You think they'd miss it if it were to disappear? I don't know. It'd be fun. And finally, Texter writes, nothing wrong with SpongeBob. Whoever wrote it was on acid. I think that professor was, too, when she wrote that. Yeah, there you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you see what the Golden State Warriors coach, NBA coach, said about the Chinese? Did you hear this? Okay. He is asked about the whole situation with China and how he justifies doing business in China, where they have, you know, concentration camps holding over 1 million people. How do you justify that? And this is amazing, the comparison he makes. Well, you know, people in China aren't like these jerks here in America that criticize us for defending the Communist Party. They don't even ask about our human rights abuses. What? Our human rights abuses. Wait till you hear what the coach of the Golden State Warriors thinks constitute human rights abuses in China. This is Steve. Is it Carr or Kerr? I forget. I'm blanking. I'm sorry. I'll send producer Chris backup brain to look that up. It's spelled K-E-R-R. I can't remember. And I'm not even going to pretend to follow sports. I don't follow the NBA.
Sorry, your backup brain doesn't follow sports either.
Well, what the heck do I do when the backup brain doesn't follow sports? I'm going to have to take this up with management. This is not working for me. I'm going to file a complaint with HR. Okay, here we go.
Nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, things that our country needs to look at and resolve, that hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect. People in China didn't ask me about, you know, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall.
What? Listen. The Chinese people are so much better than Americans. They don't even ask me about the AR-15 atrocities, which are, you know, worse, totally like worse than the concentration camps. I mean, come on, it's only 1 million people in the concentration camps in the province where we have our practice facilities. But don't ask us, don't you even talk to us about gender-neutral bathrooms. We will stand against the human rights abuses in the state of North Carolina. They took the All-Star game away. Yeah. What constitutes a human rights abuse to the NBA is when women refuse to get naked with fully intact men in the spirit of gender diversity. That is a human rights abuse they will not tolerate. But enslaving over 1 million people in concentration camps, political dissidents, Muslims, that is A-okay. You know what I heard? I heard this, folks. You know what I heard? I'm going to play it for you again. And you know what I thought? This isn't about money. I think everybody's got it wrong. I mean, it's a little bit about money, but I don't think that's the main thing. Mm-mm. No, I think the culture of the NBA is exactly what this guy, this coach is saying. I think it's a malignant liberal culture. I think that they are actually cool with the Chinese Communist government. I think they're cool with the idea of putting people who don't think like their liberal cultures and management in concentration camps. I think they're fine with that. And let me tell you what the proof is. If they are so super corporate sensitive about offending even a single individual, then they'd have played that All-Star game in North Carolina, where no one has died. Nobody in a concentration camp in North Carolina. Right? I mean, not that we know of. The women just wouldn't share the bathrooms with fully intact men for physical safety reasons. And that was a human rights atrocity, right? So they don't care. They do not care who they offend and if it costs them money. They don't care. If they did, if that was their corporate standard, man, they are just so sold out to the almighty dollar, which is what the media has been telling us, right? Even Fox News about the NBA. If they were so sold out to the almighty dollar, man, we are not going to offend. They would not offend anybody. They'd take no stands on the gender neutral bathrooms. They'd take no stand on China. They'd say, no politics here. We take no stand on guns. We take no stand on anything. Look, we are just here to play basketball, because they'd be so terrified of even losing a dollar by offending someone. But that's not how they are, is it? No, they don't mind offending roughly half of America. They don't care how devastating that has been for attendance at NBA games and for viewership of NBA games. It has wrecked them. If you look over the past 15 years, they don't care. Folks, these are their values. Their values are more in line with the Communist Chinese Party than they are with the people in North Carolina. That's the truth. It's not the money. It's not. I don't believe that. Again, a little, yeah, they're making some money in China. Where do you think they're making more money, in China? Or by not offending half the country, this country? It's here. They don't care when it's here, folks. They don't care a lick about the almighty dollar. They only care about the dollar, allegedly, when it's China. That's because it's not about the dollar. It's about a shared philosophy. It's about a group of people who would rather have Chinese-style government here than the government we have. Government like the government in the state of North Carolina. Listen to it again. Listen to this. Listen to the absolute derision toward this country. You think this doesn't cost them money? They don't care. The NBA has Chinese communist values. That's what they have. They just won't admit it yet.
nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, things that our country needs to look at and resolve, that hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect. People in China didn't ask me about, you know, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall.
Whoa. Because the people in China are so much cooler than the people in America. They don't complain, man. They just let their government run them, slap over, and put them in a concentration camp if they disagree. And that is what we like. That's the truth, folks. It's not the money. If it were the money, their policy would be consistent on all politics. It's not. Texture writes, Tara, these Chinese concentration camps also forced those being held into slave labor. Slave labor. So all these African-American NBA players are now okay with slave labor. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know, isn't it interesting? These are the same players and coaches who were using plantation terminology to describe the ownership situation in the NBA. Highly offended. But actual enslaved people in China, thumbs up, A-OK. See the problem there? They don't care about slavery. As long as the right people are in charge of the slaves and the right people, they're communists. These are their values. These are the NBA's values. I'm sure there are people in the NBA who quietly disagree, maybe other coaches who just don't say anything. But overall, that is the these are the corporate values of this country, of this outfit, the NBA, and they want to export them to the rest of the country. Texter writes, kindergarten class in China was shown in military uniforms carrying AK-47s on the front page in the New York Times. NBA supports that and the concentration camps. Yes, they do. This is why they will not condemn them. But they have no problem condemning women who refuse to share bathrooms and changing rooms with fully intact men. Texter writes, guy, I think they mean guy on Tucker Carlson last week, pointed out that Nike owns the NBA, and they don't tolerate talk against China. One reason Obama announced going along with TPP at Nike headquarters. Was that at Nike headquarters? I did not know that. I have to check it. I have to check it out. Texter writes, Tara, do you allow your kids on YouTube? My kid is driving me crazy. Suggestions. We do, but in a very controlled way. With all kinds of filters in blockers, and then only for a very limited amount of time. Crash is currently off of YouTube. He's not allowed to watch YouTube. Yeah, it's, you know, YouTube can be a good thing, but you really have to control it. I have a middle son who just is immersed in science videos on YouTube, so you don't want to totally cut it off, but you really have to direct it. You know what I mean? And they, as usual, there's a great app for that. There's all kinds of parent control apps. So get out there and do your research, I would say.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Things that make you go,
I don't know. It's more like things that make me go, ow. See what's happening in the UK? Broken bones and violence. Yes. Rugby referees in the UK are quitting. Because transgender players playing female rugby are breaking women's bones. Let me read from the Sunday Times. Rugby referees in the UK would rather quit their jobs than watch male players who identify as females injure and maim actual female players. Sunday Times reported that the fear of being sued as more men claim to be women join the women's leagues and end up hurting natural-born female contestants with their strength and speed, has led to their decision to resign rather than take the liability. Okay, straight face. This is news. The refs also report that they have been warned not to question even bearded men for fear of being seen as non-inclusive. Women's rugby does not have a testosterone. I'm sorry. Women's rugby does have a testosterone limit, but instead of telling the of testing the participants, refs are told to take the transgender athletes at their word. Yeah, I identify as, I get it. Yeah, I identify as a woman and also identify as having low testosterone. All right, you're in, bud. All 400 pounds of you. Referees would not speak on the record, but instead shared their concerns with the Times anonymously. One said, quote, being forced to prioritize hurt feelings over women's broken bones exposes me to personal litigation when female players say, when female players who have been harmed by players who are biologically male. This is driving female players and referees out of the game. Another said he is tired of being called a bigot for doing his job and questioning the male athletes. Kelly Moore. This is BBC, folks. This is the BBC. Kelly Morgan, a biological male who plays on a women's team, is hurting his own teammates, the BBC reported. Quote, she's going to be a good, good player for the next few years, said Brian Minty, Porth Harlequin coach, as long as we can stop her injuring players in training. What up? This is puzzled because were we not told by the left, settled science, the women and men are exactly the same? Exactly. Now, I know if you look at them naked, they look different. But that is just cultural conditioning. It's not real. It's not real. We say, as we say, or we will cancel you from the culture. We'll cancel you. Hey, Tara, could you say something about the Saudi Arabia troops that Trump is sending? Yeah, we'll get into all that the next hour. Trump is, in what some are calling a bit hypocritical, sending our troops to Saudi Arabia. He should not be doing this. And saying Saudi Arabia will pay for them. At the same time, he is pulling them out of Syria. I can't argue in Trump's favor on this one. I have defended him vociferously on Syria. I will continue to do so in the face of an overwhelming flood of criticism, because that is an easily defensible thing. And we'll break it down again in the 8 o'clock hour. But no, I cannot defend the sending of troops to Saudi Arabia. I have to tap out on that one. Texter writes, what Coach Kerr is saying, as an NBA coach, is that he believes the Second Amendment is a human rights abuse. Yes. Yes. A concentration camp holding over a million people, political dissidents and Muslims in communist China is fine. But yes, the Second Amendment is a human rights abuse, as he explained. This is the corporate culture that China is breeding across the globe, folks. Our battle against China is not just a corporate one. It is not just a financial one. It is a cultural one for the soul of the world. And the sooner people figure that out, the better. Oh, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, please stay tuned. Oh my gosh, so much is going on. You're going to enjoy this. CNBC's Jim Cramer, Democrat extraordinaire, stunned. You can hear it in his voice. She's stunned to have to admit that Trump's trade war with China is... What was that again, Jim? Say it louder. What was it? Working? It's working. God. For all the reasons some radio hosts predicted, it'll come to me. I don't know. We'll talk about it in the next hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.